Blog Talk Radio.
The beginnings are not just for the young. I love to say that, you know, because we all fall short, we all make mistakes, and when we have a new beginning, it's almost like a fresh start. Something is good for the soul. Amen. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. For those of you that's tuning in by internet, and for those of you that's tuning in by phone, we do thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. We come together as an interactive Bible study. And the whole purpose of our Bible study is so that we can come together as men and women of God, so that we can be a blessing to one another. So we can be a blessing to one another. So that is the whole purpose of this Bible, interactive Bible blog. And if you ask, what is an interactive Bible blog? I'm glad you asked. An interactive Bible study is an option, it's an opportunity for you to be able to call in and participate, on our Bible study. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And, you know, it's just a blessing just to be able to have the opportunity to do this, just to come forth and, you know, share a word with men and women of God. We'd like to thank you for that. Thank you for that. We like to let you know that if you would like to call in, you can call the number 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can participate in our interactive Bible study. Amen. When you call in, we would also like to inform you that you would be calling in via phone. Make sure that your phone is on mute. Make sure that your phone is on mute. And the reason I say that is because oftentimes we get our brothers and sisters that call in, and we can hear everything in the background. We hear everything. So our whole purpose is to have an opportunity for you to be able to call in and to be able to participate. When you call in, hit the number one, and once you hit number one, you can be connected to speak and share with other listeners from various locations. Amen. Sometimes we do. We just open our mics up. We just open our mics, and, you know, you can just go ahead and just participate. But the times that we do close our mics is when there is a lot of noise in the background that we can't determine. We have so many people on the line that we cannot determine where it's coming from. So, therefore, what we do is, you know, we will just close the mics up and you have to hit number one. We're going to go into our Bible study, and we are coming from Psalms 1:1. Psalms 1:1. Amen. And honestly, let you know, we're having some technical difficulties here. For some reason, this computer does not want to act right. And, you know, it just seems like that's what happens during our Bible blog. You know, we will have some difficulties as far as being able to get those who would like to participate online. So, actually, it just came in right now. So now I can see all those who have joined us via phone. If you would like to call in with a chat on the chat line, you can call in if you have a question. Just type in the chat line, and we will relay your message, and you can get a message that way also if you're coming from the Internet. We're going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we're going to go directly into the Word of God. Father, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for love. Father, we know that with you we can do all things, and without you, Father, we're just totally helpless. And, Father, I ask, Heavenly Father, that as we come together for this Bible study, I ask, Father, that you will just give us words of wisdom, give us clarity, Heavenly Father, that we will be able to speak into the hearts and the spirits of those who's listening. Father, we don't come in for any type of praise or anything. We come just to lift you up, give you the glory, and to give you all the honor, because it's all about you. It's all about being a kingdom builder. So we just honor you. We humble ourselves, and we decrease, Father, as you increase as we move forward. We're coming from Psalms 1, 1. We've Psalms 1, 1. We have, we went through this before, I would say maybe about 2 years ago we did go through this, and it turned out to be a blessing. So we're going to go through Psalms 1, 1 again. And the word of God reads as such. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers. 2. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. Doth he meditate day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Amen.
Leads to destruction. And we open up our, and we look into this, the book of Psalms is basically, it writes about praise of God for his justice, for his justice. It expresses confidence. It expresses confidence in God's compassion. It talks about the depravity and of the depravity of humankind, and it also pleads for vindication by asking God to deliver them from their enemies. Also, it speaks of the blessedness of the forgiven sinner, and it portrays God as the shepherd. Overall, we should worship God with the same sense of adoration found in these Psalms. So as we go into the Word of God, keep in mind that we all are, as we read these words and understand these words, it is relaying to you and I that we should worship God the same. We should have the same adoration. We should have the same excitement. We should have the same confidence as the psalmist is writing here. Amen? And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Now we're going to stop there. And again, we are an interactive Bible study, so I always like to stop and interject comments and as well as getting some feedback from those who are listening. Blessed is the man. And I always say blessed, when I look at the man, I want to say blessed is the one. Because when it says blessed, even though that David was speaking about the man that walked, he was talking about himself, I'm going to turn it into a general piece where it's talking about the man or the woman. Let's talk about it. Let's just bring it on up to date. Blessed is the one that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. That there is saying that if you choose to be obedient to the word of God, if you choose to be obedient to the word of God, it's saying that you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Because in life, in the times that we are living, there are so many distractions. There's so many diversions that try or attempt to pull us in other directions. And oftentimes, when we're being pulled in other directions, we're being pulled away from what God has assigned for you and I. So therefore, we become distracted and we tend to move and start doing things with our friends. We begin to start to going into activities with those that we may know. And when we find ourselves in situations that is not pleasing to God, what do you choose to do? Do you choose to entertain it? Or do you choose to say, well, I don't want, this the doubt comes in, I don't want anyone to feel that I'm holier than thou. So what I'll do is I will just stay here for a little while. I don't have to participate, but I'll stay here for a little while. Just so that no one feels that I'm trying to be different.
Sometimes people think that, I think that's where what you're saying of not wanting to be holier than thou, where people may be ashamed of their walk with Christ or not willing to let go of the world, you know, completely have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom, and want to straddle the fence. But this scripture, oddly enough, being the first scripture, I mean, the first book in Psalm, clearly shows you what who the blessed are, who the saints are, and who the sinners are. You know, it clearly says who they are.
Amen. Amen. And that is exactly right. Thank you for bringing light to that. But I also think that oftentimes those who we're hearing noises in the background. If you could mute your mic, it would be beautiful. We're hearing sounds in the background. For those that have them, that's only time to come. Doubt creeps in. I creeps in, especially that's for those that walk. Those who are steadfast, they know they'll walk. They will walk. But then there are those who, again, there are those who choose, they don't know if they want to follow Christ. They don't know if they want to follow Christ. They don't know if they want to be different, a peculiar people. They don't know that. They're doubting their walk with the Lord. And the reason that I bring that up is because oftentimes we're in a situation. It might be on your job. And the way that many are entertaining their conversation, and yet you choose to not participate, but you remain silent and not challenge it. Not correcting those who are walking in the wrong direction. Just being silent simply because you don't want to appear different. You don't want anyone to bring notice to yourself. So when I interpret that, you know, I try to look on both sides of the road because there are those who know their walk and there are those who, as my sister said, they choose, or I'm not going to say they choose, but they have a fence. They straddle a fence to try to walk, you know, be in the world as well as walk with Christ. And that's what straddling the fence is when you're trying to be both. Either God wants a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
God wants children. He wants his children. He wants his people to be committed. And it's almost like if you join a team. You join a team. You choose to participate on a team. Okay, you're saying that I'm going to want to take you further. You choose to become to be on a committee. You choose a committee that's doing good. But yet, you only show up when you feel like it. What about the times when you don't feel like it and you choose not to go? So you're not really committed. And where here is, you know, God is saying that he wants commitment. And when we receive a commitment, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, you become blessed. When you choose to follow Christ, you become blessed. And here, for those of you that just coming on, that's just tuning in, we're in the book of Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the one that walketh not in the counsel of wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of scoffers. Choosing to be a part of something that you know that you're not a part of. Knowing that whatever that they're doing that is not pleasing to God, I'm sorry, I'm breaking. You have your microphone. Could you please mute your mic because I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background. Someone is ripping, and I hate to say this on the air, but someone is doing something, and I'm hearing all this noise in the background. Amen? I'm hearing all this noise in the background. Okay. 407 didn't mute your mic. Thank you. 6-3-1 didn't mute your mic, so it must be 403. 403, would you please mute your mic? Thank you. Okay, that's what it was. Okay. And again, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers, sitting and entertaining those that you know are not doing what's pleasing to God. And I'm here to tell you that when reading this psalm is an adoration for the Lord. Reading this psalm, when it was written, it was speaking in how we are to respond to God. Not just sometimes, but all the time. But all the time. David here is lifting up God and letting us know that there is a shepherd that we are to worship. And he's showing a sense of adoration, and in return, he's asking, or not asking, he's basically displaying how we are to respond to God as well. Amen? Any comments? Hit number one if you have a comment. We will continue moving forward. Amen? But his delight is in the law of Jehovah. What does delight mean? How do you respond to delight when it comes to God? I'm going to throw that out there with questions. And for those of you that's listening by internet, if you choose to call in to participate, please do. Please do. Amen. What does it mean when you delight in the Lord?
It means you're satisfied in the Lord. I feel that, the scriptures teach us that to be in God is not a punishment, it's a benefit. And that you're satisfied being in the Lord. You see the things of the world, the things that you used to do. And I'm not saying that you're never tempted by that, because the enemy will come and try to tempt you. But your desire is for the things of God. So just like the scripture talks about how you you watch over, how the Lord watches over the righteous. You take pleasure in that. You take pleasure in communing with God, in prayer, in listening, and when you get confirmations that, you know, that you're on track with the Holy Spirit. So I believe the closer you get, the more you desire, the more you pray, the more you read, the more you seek Him, the more you'll find Him. Mm-hmm. You know. So I love this scripture. I really do. And it just makes it so plain, too. It's only, you know, only six verses, but in those six verses, it's telling you it's either black or white, you know, one or the other. Mm-hmm. There's no third choice. There's no combination of choices, like mm-hmm. we said, straddling the fence and being in the world and out of the world at the same time. It's, you know, it's either one or the other. And if you choose one, if you choose to follow the Lord and you choose righteousness, you'll have peace. You'll be blessed. You know, blessing will look like this, this, and this. But if you choose the other, you know, you will not. You'll be judged. You will not. You know, stand with the saints, with those who did follow Him. You know, later that. That if you choose to stand with to be with the saints, well, then that's your choice. You know, God is a gentleman, praise mm-hmm. God, and that He doesn't force us. So it's not like it's a painful thing to choose mm-hmm. the Lord. What we see, what we should be learning is as we watch those that are mature in the Lord, that they're not angry or sad or bitter or looking like they're baptized in vinegar because mm-hmm. they're following God, but that they have peace because they're following God and they're satisfied following mm-hmm. them. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, the question, you know, I think about this and I ask the question, do your friends have a profound influence on you? Do they have a profound influence on you? Number two, do they build up your faith or do they tear it down?
Mm-hmm.
Friend. Now you think about what is a friend? Because basically when I see this, I'm looking at people who are close to you.
Mm-hmm.
People who you're close to. Let's just say your family. And they begin to start to ridicule you. Are you, why are you talking this? Jesus talked to me. Why are you trying to correct me? Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to get me to come to church?
Mm.
Why are you asking me to do something that I don't desire to do? And then after you keep saying it over, I'm bringing it home, the family, over and over and over. When you come in, when they see you coming, guess what? There's conversation. Here she comes. Here he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Here she comes. Do they build up your faith or do they tear down your faith? Do you begin to start to feel like you're different to the point where you have to compromise just so that you can fit in? Throwing that out there. Because this is just the way it is in reality. It's the way it is in reality. It is the way it is in reality. And what the psalmist is saying here, he's giving us almost like a prescription. He's giving you and I a prescription, and all we have to do is follow it. All we have to do is follow it. And I want to say that it's not always easy. It's not always easy. But when you look at the outcome, one, you may fall short. Two, you become blessed. In the end, which do you choose? We can't see how we're going to be blessed, because that's what faith is all about. We can't see how God is going to bless us because of our commitment. God has given you and I a promise. He said that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, that when you run into situations and you feel like you're an outcast because of your walk, you need to question that. You need to question that. Is the one that walked into the council of the wicked, you can walk around those that don't follow God. Blessed are the ones that choose not to walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers. I interpret that as just saying that sometimes we have to move away. We have to step aside. Sometimes we can't always make it fit the way we want it to, so that we're pleasing those that don't believe in God. I'm not even going to say they don't believe in God, but those that choose not to follow God and those that don't believe in God. But it becomes almost like, you know, you feel like you're out there all alone and you're the one who's different. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you are, because God says that you are a peculiar people. You're different. Why are you different? Because of your commitment, because of what you choose not to do, because of what you have chosen to change from. Whatever you did in the past, once you get a taste of God, once you get a taste of His grace and His mercy, you have no problem changing your ways. But the key is remaining steadfast, not just for a season, but remaining committed to follow Christ. And what my sister said in terms of stepping with one foot in and stepping with one foot out, that means that you're trying to do both. You're trying to do both. I remember my father used to tell me when I was a kid and I wanted to hang out, and I knew I had to go to school too. And I remember he told me, and his comment was, that you can't fly with the eagles and hang with the owls. You can't do both. I told him late. And when it was time for me to get up and go to school, it was difficult. Why? Because I had been out late.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time for me to go to work, it was difficult. Why? Because I was running late hours. I was trying to do both. Now, I had friends that were wise, and what they would do was they would go to bed early, and they were fresh for work. I should have used student analogy because actually my parents didn't allow me to, you know, to hang out like that. I was just trying to use it as an analogy. But, you know, when you think about it, just think about work. I'm just trying to bring it home, my brothers and sisters. I'm trying to bring it home. I'm trying to bring it home to something every day that we deal with every day. Not everybody is committed.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, let me tell you something. We all have doubt sometimes. We question sometimes. But thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for those that God sent our way to kind of put us back on the straight road where we're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for those. God will send someone your way just to You know what, cousin, my sister, you know what, my brother? You're changing. I can see a difference in you. I can see a difference. You don't act like you used to. Now you're starting to, it looks like almost like you're slipping. You want to send someone our way to give us some guidance, a word from the Lord. And we got one or two things. Either we can respond by the Spirit or we can respond by the flesh. The flesh is going to reject it. You try to give me some correction, I become upset. I become angry. Why? Because you're trying to tell me how to live my life. But from a spiritual side, you're going to recognize it. You're going to recognize it. Right is right. Wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, there is no gray area. And that's when you can determine when you're beginning to start to fall too far away. How do you respond when someone tries to give you corrective advice? Comments. I know we've all been there. I know it's not just me. Any comments? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And it says, but his delight is in the law of his covenant, and his law does he meditate on it day and night. When I see that, that to me says that when you go to sleep, you delight in the Lord. When you wake up, you delight in the Lord. How often do we delight in the Lord when things are going good? How often do we delight in the Lord when things are not going good? And here, I believe that the psalmist is trying to say that his delight is in the law of Jehovah, the law of God. The law of God. And when we delight in the law of God, you put the law of God, that means the word of God. I'm still hearing noises in the background. 403. When we delight in the law of God, it's saying that we're supposed to do that day and night. Day and night. My brothers and sisters, there, God is protecting us even when we don't even realize. Situations that can happen in our lives, destruction coming, and God moves us out of the way, sends us another direction, deters our simply because he loves you and me just that much. Amen?
Amen.
And it says here, it says, the person, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water. That person, when I say that person, just put your name in there. Put your name in there. Planted by streams of water. It's a tree. A tree, when we think about a tree, it's something that's immovable. When I think about a tree, I can't just see a tree that's in the way and move it because it's in my way. A tree is something that is sturdy. A tree is something that's strong. A tree is something that's immovable, immovable. Now, here's the flip side of that. We know that tree. You know what I'm saying when you see trees that die? But here it's saying that that person is like a tree that's planted by streams of water. When I see streams, that means it's constantly falling. Constantly constantly pulling and feeding that tree, giving that tree everything that that tree needs to live, to survive. Tree of water. Amen? Streams of water. Yes. So why do we run around with things that we cannot control? One, knowing that all we have to do is be committed to the Lord. Just being committed to the Lord. Amen? And become blessed. No matter what comes our way, no matter what kind of winds come our way, God is going to bless us. Sometimes we just stand still. Tumble like a tree. We don't see a tree moving from one place to another. The tree is stationary. That's firm. It can't. And God just gives it the water. Well, let me just take another direction. You be like that tree. Committed. Stand firm to the word of God. And God is giving you what you need to remain firm and strong. No wind comes your way are going to knock you over. No wind that comes your way is going to replace you, move you into another direction, place you somewhere else, because a tree is strong. A tree is firm. And God is saying, free. You don't hear the word spring. Spring means you're just being one little patch of water. But streams of water, when I see streams of water, meaning that it's coming from heaven. To give me what I need to sustain myself through all my trials, to sustain myself with all of the mockery, to sustain myself with what I need. Whatever I need. Delight in the Lord. Someone that delights in the Lord. Not just when things are going your way, but delighting in the Lord even when everything is going right. Mm-hmm. When things are going wrong, I'm not saying, thank you, Lord. My brothers, my sisters, don't you know that sometimes things happen for us and it becomes an experience to learn by? It's all about how we look at it. Because you are a child of God, no weapons that are formed against you shall prosper. Because of who you are. A child of God. Standing firm, saying, I shall not be moved. No, I don't have to move up here because people will like me better. No,
amen.
I change my ways a little bit so that people will feel like, you know, I'm part of the world, and also, well, you may be all right. God is expecting you and I to be committed. Committed. Know who you are. Know what your purpose is. What is your plan? And stay on it. Like some might say, stay in your lane. Don't try to get someone else's lane and hang with this. Stay in your lane. God has a path directed just for you.
Amen. Amen.
Stay in your lane. Amen.
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 The person
is
a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season. It yields its fruit in its season. And when you think about the purpose, there's a season for each and every one of us. There's a season that we yield our fruit. Amen? There's a time
from all things. So we're not trying. You don't see an apple tree bearing fruit in the winter. You don't see that. There's a season for that tree to produce fruit. There's a season. There's a purpose. There is a time for all things. And my brothers and sisters, if it's not going your way, if things aren't happening the way you want it, I'm telling you, stand still and let God work it out for you. I'm telling you to let God do what he does best. Don't try to control God. Don't try to control your situation. Why are you worried about something you cannot control? Why are you going to worry about something that you cannot control? Any comments? Any comments? I'm trying to open up the mic here. My goodness, my goodness. Everybody's being quiet. Everybody's quiet on me tonight. That's okay. That's okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
That's a good word, brother.
That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaves do not wither, and whatever they do prospers. I love it. I love it. Because of who you are, my brothers and sisters, even those of you listening by internet, let me tell you something. Don't change. Don't worry about it. God got it covered for you. It'll always work out. Don't try to handle it yourself. Don't let God handle it. It's saying here, which yields its fruit in season. There's a season for all things. And it's also saying, whose leaves do not wither. And when you see a leaf that's withering, I can think of one or two things. Normally, when I see a leaf that's withering, the one thing is either dying or it had too much. Or it had too much. God is going to give us what we need. Just enough of what we need to sustain us, to sustain you, to sustain me. God is going to give that. He's going to provide that for you. My brothers and my sisters, this is a word for you. Whatever situation that you're going through, let me tell you something. God can handle it. Why are you worried about something you can't not control? Give it to God. Turn it over to God and let him do what he does best. I don't care what the situation it is. And let me tell you something. As long as we keep living, there's going to be trials. It doesn't make a difference who you are. And I say the trials become even greater depending on your relationship with Christ. They become even greater. So much is given, much is required. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And it also says here, it says, not so for the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Now, we've already talked, we talked about what it takes to stand still, almost being like a tree that's immovable. You can't be everything to everybody. You cannot. You cannot be one way at night, and in church you're another way. You can't be one way on your job or around your friends and then around your brothers and sisters who are running for the Lord trying to be one. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You cannot, as my sister said, straddle the fence. Straddle the fence. When I think about straddling a fence, someone who's trying to climb over a fence. And once you get in the middle of a fence, one side is on one side, and one part of your body is on the other. So that means you're split. You're not even whole. And God is saying that He wants you, He wants all of you. He doesn't want part of you, He wants all of you.
Amen, amen. Choosy. That's right.
God wants all your mind and your body.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask? Is He asking too much for the rewards that He's giving us? What is the reward? He's already said it here. That you people. He's already said it. You will be blessed. You can take it and you can run with it. Amen.
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 Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. Amen. Listen. God says, "Are you for me or you are against me?" You're for me or you are against me. If you're not following God, there's no way possible that you can stand under the word of God. Unless things are bad. Unless things are going wrong. Unless you're in a dark way. But as long as everything is, listen, you're following the Lord, here is sitting. Therefore, the wicked stand, wicked will not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. Simply means bringing everybody together. To me, that's how I interpret that. Bringing everyone together. God wants not just you. He just doesn't want me, but He wants everyone. He wants all His children. And He's given us, He's shown us the way and what we ought to do. He has shown us. He's given us His word. And all we have to do is follow it. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's giving you a prescription of how to repair something. You have to follow it to the T. You can't change it up because you think that it's going to work better this way. You can't change it up. You can't change it up because someone says, well, maybe we should try it like this. You listen to someone else. Follow the prescription. Designed for purpose. And it was designed to be successful. Comments? Any comments? Any comments? This is a question, you know, I've had in a long time. This is a question. Any comments? Any comments?
Amen. Amen.
I know I hear New York in there. It's kind of quiet. I'm looking at numbers here. Any comments?
I like this word, brother, because it just like you said before, we have to choose where we walk and who we're basically around. You know, where it says in the beginning, where it says, and I'm reading from the Amplifier, it says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example. That's why we need to make sure we know who we're around, who we're listening to, who's imparting things into our life, into our spirit. Because, you know, after a while, if you keep listening to the counsel of the wicked, birds of a feather flock together. Some of that stuff is going to rub off. And you know what? We have to be so sure of the company that we keep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, we do. We have to make sure that we don't even, like the word says, or stand in their path of the sinners, nor sit down and rest. That means that we, you know, it's not that we can't be among them. It's not that we can't even impart God's word in them or share with them. It doesn't have to be hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all the time. But even in our conversation, they'll know who we are. But in that same token, we can't come over to their side and feel comfortable. Feel like we can put our feet up and rest around them because they're not doing or feeling the things of God.
Amen.
If you can understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
So
amen.
In that respect, we have to make that choice. You know,
amen.
like the Word of God says, you can you're in this world, but you're not. Is that right? A part of this world. We're in this world, something like that. You know what I'm saying. Yes, because we're kingdom children. We're a royal priesthood, just like you said, brother.
Amen.
And we can't, like you said, straddle the fence.
Amen.
We have to stand and be firm. Like that tree. And being around you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You will always be challenged. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be a challenge. Let me tell you something. You know, when you are gaining light or you're heading in the right direction, sometimes people get jealous. Sometimes people get jealous and they want to see if they can pull you in another direction. And they're doing it just for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the kids in school, you know, where they play tricks on you. You know, just for the fun of it. You know, and that's the way the enemy he can become. I mean, trying to pull you in the right direction. See, because if you're heading in the right direction and you're doing what's right according to the time and you're being blessed, let me tell you something. You're going to bless others because somebody's going to follow that example.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to follow it. Listen, if it's working for her, I want to try it. If it's working for him, I want to try it.
Uh-huh,
somebody's
uh-huh.
going to be affected or influenced by your work, by your position for God.
That's
isn't
right.
That what isn't that what we're about? Time is going by so fast. We cannot be playing around with God's business.
That's right.
We cannot.
Amen.
We're here for some purposes are greater than others. But we all have a purpose as kingdom beings. Amen.
Amen.
Any more comments before we close out? Amen. We do thank you for joining us. We are, once again, Christian Beginnings Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We're an interactive Bible study, and we just invite you to tune in just to interact with the Word of God. And there's nothing greater than that when we talk about the Lord. Amen? There's just something pleasing about the Word in our spirit. So we do thank you for tuning in. Those of you that tuned in by Internet, you have the opportunity of calling 347-237-4054, and you can participate as well. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Remember, we love you. But God loves you most. Until next week.
And
I believe next week we have one of the Swiss Army. A little bit of food.
face the dawn.